This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour now. I am very excited to introduce you to Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off today because they were huffing and puffing and blew her house down, apparently.
Yeah.
Or close to it, anyway.
They had 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, yeah.
That were registered in the Santa Ana winds. It was nuts.
You go
she
over
was
the hill.
This last night, and she said, we were joking because... You know, you always like to make fun of her neighborhood. And so a mattress apparently had been blown around her neighborhood and landed. Yeah. Was it filled? Was it on her front porch or something? Like a mattress had blown up against her house.
That neighborhood.
Said, oh, boy, don't let Doug know that because he'll just
it's, well, it's off the, there's a main street that runs through Sunland, which the 210 exit into her neck of the woods, if you will, looks like a lot of other neighborhoods that are on that side of the hill. And so when you go up the street and then there are a couple of side streets and you go down the side streets and it gets pretty seedy. Well, this is her grandmother's house that she lives in. And, she bought it from them when they were moving to wherever they moved to. And so it meant something to her. And it's a nice little house. It's very cute. Very well done. As you can imagine, Jennifer is manicured to a T, and so the house is exactly the same inside. And outside, it's, you know, there used to be, the first time I ever went there was an old car, a station wagon, just sitting in the field, because she has a couple of lots with the house. And so I've always teased her about that. But some of the houses you go up and down the street, oof, you think you're in Appalachia. It really is not a great neighborhood. Anyway. That has nothing to do with the weather. The weather because things are cared for less there, it's bad enough. The city of Los Angeles and the Los Angeles County authorities are as bad as they are at taking care of them. I mean, the whole business about what happened with the fires is just, and what we're seeing now in California, it's endemic of what the mentality is of the people who work there, who live there, and let these people get away with it. You know, there's that sort of laissez-faire, man, this is California. Well, you can't live like that anymore. It just doesn't work. And in California, where there have been so many people that used to move in, now they're moving out. They're going to have one hell of a problem there with the tax base that is weakening as it is. Somebody's going to have to stand up to the continuing spending, the increase in taxes. In Santa Monica, the real estate taxes went up 6% this year. What? Are you nuts? Where do you think people are going to come up with this money, no matter how much money they have? At some point in time, the party's over, and the party is over. So, anyway, speaking of taxes, ladies, the COVID situation last year, didn't they push it was pushed from April to July, wasn't it, last year? And
yes.
So we were just talking off the air,
15th. Yeah.
Whether we'd have the same deadline deferment. And doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So April 15th is coming. I was with my tax accountant last night trying to figure out, you know, where to go, what to do, how to figure the PPP stuff and small business loans, all that kind of stuff. And then how, you know, do we fit that all in? The IRS has closed down. Listen to this. They have closed down the electronic filing. Let's say you got all your stuff, or you're doing the short form or whatever it is, and you're all done, and you want to send it in electronically. Nope. I guess last year it got shut down until the end of January. They shut it down, I think, until February 17th. So how is this? You've got to wonder how these people are even, when you hear some of the stories coming out of the IRS, how they even run the place. It kind of reminds, the same people must be in charge of the IRS as they're in charge of elections, because it's that incompetent. It's that kind of foolish stuff. So some of the things that people have been thinking, okay, I've been working at home, that's great. I can deduct the cost of my home office. So why can't you do that? Because most of us have home offices and most of us deduct for the office.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you are employed, if you're a full-time employee of a company where you normally go to
the office,
but you've been at home, that doesn't count as a home office. But if you're self-employed and you've always had a home office, you can continue to count that as your
home office. Who makes these rules up? How's that fair?
I don't know.
That's not fair. If you're working from home and you don't have any choice, then you should be able to deduct the cost of your home office, period, the end of story. God, these people.
Well, I see it both ways. I mean, in my case, my husband normally commutes into Manhattan. It's an hour and a half commute each way. March 13th was the last day that he was in the city commuting, and then everything shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you know, he won't be back in the office until probably, you know, maybe late summer. We're not sure. But the fact that he hasn't been commuting, he's actually saved in a year, he's saved about $7,000. So by not commuting. And so I think when you look at that, he wouldn't get a deduction of $7,000. So I think you have to kind of weigh, you know, what your situation is.
Do you think those people are smart enough to think that through?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're giving away too much credit.
We have a really good CPA, and he's conservative, which I like, and so we just, you know, I don't like anybody who plays fast and loose with the IRS, so.
No, you don't want to have, that's the one thing that I've always done. I always report every single penny that ever comes through the bank. Everything
it's not worth it to try to scam it. You know, you're going to get caught. Everybody
knows. If you understand how the system works and what the legitimate deductions are, then you take them all. Mm-hmm. My tax return is the size of a telephone book every year because of all the various things that I'm involved in. And you just keep good records and you make sure that there's a good story to each of whatever explaining the deductions. So if you explain them before anybody asks questions, then they're not going to ask any questions. You know, and that's
and
for
to
people.
Answer your right, but to answer your question about why you can't declare your home office, that actually, I just skimmed over this. So that was passed by the Trump administration in 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and that suspended your ability to deduct any job-related expenses, like a home office, from 2018 until 2025. So maybe that will be changed.
Yeah, I bet you they will.
I don't understand the incentive for doing that to people, but, you know.
If you make less than $72,000 a year, you can use the IRS free file option, which is 1099 something or other, right? Isn't it? It's like a postcard, if I'm not mistaken. They don't have any deductions, that kind of stuff.
It's a pretty standard form, and that's free. And remember last year and the year before when people got bamboozled into paying for the upgrade service from TurboTax or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That's been wiped out now. So if anyone is forcing you or pushing you into paying for premium software, you don't need to do that.
Kiss him
if
goodbye.
Your stuff is under, don't get sucked into that.
Yeah. Now, one of the ways they're going to try to convince you to file online this year, but they're shooting themselves and us in the foot because you can't do it until sometime in February.
Well, January 28th, if you're going to file online through the IRS, that goes live on January 28th.
Not now. It's changed.
I just read it last night. It's 28th.
I'm telling you, my accountant who's looking at the stuff, they told her yesterday the IRS electric window wouldn't be open until February, I think, 17th or something like that.
I would say go on to the IRS site and see what it says there.
Yeah, try it and see. And then if you do it, then you get your refund in like 21 days.
Right.
If you need the dough, and who doesn't at this point, help yourself.
Yep. Well, and the horrible thing, too, that we found at the end of last year, and I still don't understand this, but there are the $600 stimulus payments. They didn't go to a lot of people because you have to file your taxes first, and then you get your $600 stimulus. Yeah. So it's a mess.
Well, apparently my tax person said that you'll just be able to deduct it from your tax liability. Excuse me. And if you don't have one, then I think you're in trouble. That's the way she explained it to me.
How is that helpful? People want the cash.
Thank you. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Come on. And yet we're paying all this money for these people to do this stuff. Basically, it's like crash and burn pretty much everything that you think about, the corruption, the fraud. It's abusive. And we still kind of, you know, I didn't get onto this push last year as much as I usually do, but I'm on it now because I've seen how much money is just, I mean, you look at that farm program And the way that money was frittered away, it is a crime what happened to many of the small farmers. We'll talk about that, by the way, this week on the American Family Farmer Show. You want to tune into that. It's DougStefan.com/American Family Farmer Show. It's 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, 18 after on the DJV program. Don't forget our daily download, DougStefan.com/DJV show. Latest episode, talking about the inauguration, obviously. Steve Martin goes to town talking about his vaccination. We had that story. And the new Virgin rocket, how it's getting launched. We talked about the new Airbus plane and how wonderful it looks inside. Dr. Jack Stockwell warned us about some things with regard to what we're eating and how we're eating it. You should listen to that, if for no other reason, to get Jack's information. And then we had a fellow named Josh Malone, who's a patent expert, talk about the nuance of all of that. So that's part of our daily. Everything is different every single day. DougStefan.com/DJV show or wherever you get your podcasts. Cool stuff. We were talking about how the complaints against Twitter have gone down since the end of Trump. I thought it was interesting. Alec Baldwin has quit Twitter because of what happened on his to his wife on her Twitter account, the controversy. Wasn't it? We were talking about Hilaria not being who she said she was and all of that slack, right?
Oh, yeah. Hilaria from Spain is just a white girl from Boston. That's yeah.
Poor Hillary.
Yeah, oh, right. Poor Hillary.
And that's her real name, by the way.
It's Hillary.
Hillary. It's not Hilaria.
Right.
excuse me, my name is Hilaria.
Yeah.
And I'm from exclusive.
She also corrected people on how to say her name properly. Oh, it's not Hilaria. It's Hilaria. Like, she literally would correct people.
How many followers did jaded Alec Baldwin have? Must have a lot of followers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact number, but, I mean, over 1 million.
Well, he used to get off on jumping on people on Twitter, too.
That's exactly the irony of it, too, is that he's gone after a lot of people. And, you know, and he admitted, he said, look, I've put a lot of stuff out there, too. But now he says it's just too much for him to handle.
Right. How much did he know about this with his wife? I mean, did he know all the background?
That's the million dollar question. Yeah. Yep.
Did he find out after the fact?
I don't know.
Fake it till you make it. It's 21 at the hour on the daily DJV program.
The The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Social media time, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer not with us today. So we're focused on all these fabulous things that are happening in the world and your thoughts about them. Jay, let's take ourselves through some of the things that people are feeling strongly about, including the inauguration.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, will you be watching? How are you feeling about it? Bud Phillips won't be watching, but will lower his flag at half-mast. Susan Jordan will be watching. And
Why? What are you doing
lower,
that for?
Lower the flag.
Come on with this stuff.
Yeah, Jesus, Russell Heath.
You're an American, pal. So why don't you be an American first and stop with all the nonsense? Where did
lowering the flag that's reserved for honoring someone who died, and that's what you're going to do?
That's the, some of the Trumpers think that it's the end of America.
Well, and that goes to show people who are backing a person rather than a country.
Yeah.
Exactly. Shane Leapheart says, I have to work. I know that's crazy, but that's what we do in America. Because Shane is the only person that has a job, I guess.
Right, there you go. All right, so the Lucy Arnaz thing and the casting, that seems to continue to have people's attention. We're doing that. And then you had the question about the movie. This is very interesting. Why don't you go through the results of if you had a movie made of your life, which is where the Lucy Arnaz thing came from, who do you want to play you?
Yeah, I think this is great. I mean, I love this answer. Gina Hulse wants Jen or Victoria to play her in the movie of her life.
Jen and I will tag team. We will take the challenge.
Uh-huh. Play a dual part. Dolores Kirkham wants National Treasure Betty White to play her.
Beeman-Durfer?
Last name. I was going to say, I'm probably going to butcher that.
Beeman-Durfer.
Zach Galifianakis to play him. I love Zach Galifianakis.
Cool,
that's
love him.
Good choice, Matt.
I don't like him at all. Why do you like him? He's a jerk.
He's funny.
He's not funny.
So
he's
great.
Crude. He's, oh my God.
Crude?
Crude.
He almost just turned into like a caricature of himself. If you look at any of his older films when he was still kind of normal-ish, I guess, quote-unquote normal-ish, he's great. He is fantastic.
Yes, sir. We agree to disagree. All right. Let's see what else we got. That's where we are at this point in time. So, question about getting back to school, if I may interject that. There are a lot of people that I'm at least around where I am who are very concerned because their children haven't gone back to school yet. And I guess if you're a parent, do you think it's time for your children to go back to school? Do you feel safe sending them back to school? I would think that would be like, well, you're two, your son's only 6 months old, so he's not ready for school yet. I'm thinking about my grandson who's 6 years old and how eager he is to get, what astounds me is he has a real good grasp of what's going on. He understands and has, you know, his folks, my daughter and her husband have taught him, you know, what's going on. He's aware of it. But they all still, and both of them are profs at UCLA and they want to get the college back open again. And they want public schools to be open. A lot of the private schools are open. And so why, if the private schools are open, aren't the public schools open? What are you worried about? You know, send the kids to school, for God's sakes. They want to go back to school. And it has really gotten in the way of their social maturity, it seems to me, or maturation. So what's the question we could ask, Jay, that would maybe get us a good feeling about what people think that are listening to this program anyway?
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about your child going back to school? Do you feel like it's time? Do you feel safe sending them back? Are they maybe striving a little bit more with virtual learning over being in school, in class? Mm-hmm.
And do you think we could apply that to work as well? Should schools and work be back to normal, in a manner of speaking?
And I don't think that's going to happen for adults until everyone's vaccinated, or at least the majority of people are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want my husband to be commuting and back in an office yet until everyone's vaccinated.
Okay. All right. Well, so there's a legitimate point of view, and that's why these polls are good, because they give us all different points of view and different things to think about. Help yourself. It's
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whatever occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher 1 rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump says farewell for now.
We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation. And that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We have missed Jennifer because there's a lot of huffing and puffing from Mother Nature going on in her neck of the woods on the other, as I lovingly refer to it, on the other side of the hill in Los Angeles County. There's the side that's on, that's sort of the beach side, the west side, and then you go over the hill and down into the pass, and there's all the rest of it. It's all spread out in the valley, and it's really windy there. 100 mile, what'd you say, Victor? 100 mile an hour gusts were blowing around, had, nothing.
Yep, yeah. That's what got clocked, yeah.
Bingo. It's encouraging to hear and hope that what these two are saying will work. In fact, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer were talking with each other, not at each other, and they've said they're going to work together. One of the things that McConnell said was he was talking about the mob, and he really has thrown Trump under the bus pretty much. Maybe he reads the tea leaves, whatever is going on, but he and Schumer said that they would usher in the new Washington by working together. You know, they're 50-50, so they got to kind of work together anyway, whether that's an acknowledgement of the reality of the situation. McConnell said, quote, "Our marching orders from the people are clear. We are here to have a robust discussion and to seek common ground." Where the hell has he been for the
I know.
For the past 4 years. But anyway, it's like politics. And if it happens, good. Because that was yesterday, and today is today. The now, the here and now. The rest of it, I don't want to talk about Trump anymore and what a bad guy or a good guy he was. It's all over. It's done. Finished. Time to move on. And the people that are still taking shots at him are wasting your time and my time. I choose to ignore all of the things that are being said about or around him. It shows the irrelevancy of places like CNN that seem to want to continue to bash and talk about stuff that happened. Who gives a damn? Time to move on. Nothing's going to change from rehashing the past. So, all right. So moving into the masking and guidance from the feds. Have you noticed how that's changed in the past couple of days, ladies, with the more contagious virus strain that seems to be making its way around the country? It's certainly making its way around the world. But remember, don't be fooled and don't be scared. The taking precautions is an important thing to do. Like wear a mask, distancing, all that stuff. Yep, makes good sense. But don't, what you are getting from the news media is, oh my God, 4,000 people died yesterday. But four times as many people have the virus, so percentage-wise, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus has pointed out here several times on the program, the percentages of people who have the COVID, the percentage of those who are dying, the numbers are going way down. So it's, you're not looking at the right numbers. Yeah, it's tragic. 400,000 people have died in this country, and what, 4 million around the world have died from this, or so the stats seem to indicate. But just because this is a more contagious strain of the virus, that doesn't mean that you're going to die from it. And that's really what has been predicated by all of this stuff. Oh, my God, I'm going to get it. I'm going to die. No, you're not going to die. If you've got a healthy immune system, if you're weak and compromised, you've got a problem, but it's not as severe and you're not at as much risk, even if you do have diabetes, you're overweight, you've got lung problems or other problems. This is a much less virulent form, and that's what these things do. If you look at the history of any of these things in our lifetime or go back even, you know, what doctors are saying now is that the corona has been around. It basically, you know, the plague or whatever they called it in 1918 was basically the same stuff. It comes up, it goes down, it's, you know, and so, you know, I wish it was something that we could burn. You know, the stuff when there are some places where, you know, there are germs and that sort of thing or really bad things happening, and you just burn it and that gets rid of it. But here you can't really do that. Your body has to figure out how to deal with it. And thus the question comes today. I think maybe, Jay, it would be interesting to ask this question of people on social media about whether they were taken back. I don't know what the right phraseology is, but there was a lot of misinformation earlier this week about what was going on in Norway. It turns out that what the news media originally said was not true at all about there being a problem there. And the other question is, you know, in terms of, was it California, one of the western states where there seemed to have been people that were having bad reactions to the Moderna. What's the bottom line? It was like 35, 36 people in a day had a bad reaction to it. Has that been clarified, or they put Moderna on the shelf there? What
they shelved it in California because they had a bad batch. It was 500,000 doses or something like that, which is what Jen reported on our show here, and her, you know, fiance is connected through Kaiser, the health system out there, so she's got a pretty reliable source. But I don't think it's because of reactions. I think it was, there was something in the batch, maybe it wasn't handled properly or something.
It wasn't refrigerated properly.
That's what I would guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would guess, too. So it's not that the see, that's, again, let's get to the nuance. You know, you always say, and you chastise me correctly, Victoria, from time to time when it comes to not telling the whole story, but, and I'm guilty of that sometimes, the same as people who take stuff out of context, a quote, and they make it seem like somebody said something that they didn't really say. And so there's a danger with that, and I think sometimes that's here what the problem is, isn't the virus, but it's the way, I'm sorry, isn't the vaccine, but it's the way it's being handled by people who are not paying attention. Once again, here it is, California, always the problem, always the cause of stuff. And so under the circumstances, I think that it's important that we get the whole story, the rest of the story, if you will. And so, anyhow. Doesn't it sometimes feels like we ought to just take a deep breath from all of this stuff? What in the world is our life? What would our lives be like if it weren't for most of this stuff? You ever think about that? What would, if we didn't have the virus, we didn't have all the uproar about Trump, what would our lives be like? You ever think about it that way? No.
No, it's because true. I think people, it is true. Yeah, I mean, now we can sort of look back on it. But I think in sort of what people were dealing with, what was right in front of them, caused so much upheaval in so many people's lives that yeah. I don't know that anyone had the mental bandwidth to think philosophically, what would happen if there was no COVID? I think people are just trying to get through the day. You know, I mean, we're lucky here that, you know, the lights are still on and the shop is still running. But, like, you know, yeah. a lot of people have just been, their lives and businesses may never be the same again.
Yep. That's for damn sure. A lot of people I know, small business people, that's what I was saying, what I did about
small businesses.
Taxes and stuff. Yep, exactly. Yep. I thought it was interesting that after all of this, the Iranians figure they're getting back at Trump by saying he's prohibited from coming to our country.
Like that's on his hit list.
Like, right, exactly. I'm going, please. As soon as I get out of the office, I'm going right to Iran.
Right, the Iranians exactly. A new golf course. I don't think so.
Exactly. The NRA has filed for bankruptcy. This is interesting. They want to reincorporate in Texas. They are in New York now, but the attorney general there has pursued a lawsuit seeking to dissolve this outfit because of their financial improprieties. They filed for Chapter 11 because Wayne LaPierre has been ripping them off and some of his cronies for a long, long time. I had a gut feeling I'd talk about him.
They can move to Texas if they want, but the crimes were committed in New York, and they're still going to be on the hook for it. I don't know why Texas. There must be some sort of a tax reason for it, right? Something must be more favorable.
LaPierre and his cronies spent $60 million on luxury vacations, paying off former employees to buy their silence over sexual problems, private jets. This guy was a scumbucket. I'm an NRA member and have been since I was like 18, but I never liked him. I remember having conversations with Ollie North on the air and off the air about that. And, you know, he got in there and he saw what was going on. And so the powers that be threw him out. He was on to this, what was going on with LaPierre and some of these others. Anyway, so they've gone, him and his cronies, LaPierre and his cronies, been getting away with this for years. All you people who are paying dues to belong to the NRA, you ought to be pretty upset.
Where your dues went.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly where they went. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's something that I would like you to give some thought to. What are you doing if there? We haven't had a lot of snow here in the Northeast or in the northern climes, but if you are trying to be prepared, I mean, it's only January. It's early in January, February and March. Sometimes snows early in April. How are you doing with having something around that's handy and will work all the time to keep the snow away from your steps, from your walks, from your driveway? There's a new Works 40-volt, 20-inch snow blower that eliminates the need for any kind of connection because it's battery-powered. No cord, no gas, no oil, no tune-ups, none of that stuff. A brushless motor. Now, maybe somebody, my pal Sneaker, who works with me on the farm, is an expert in all of this sort of thing, and rebuilding generators and rebuilding alternators and things. And so those of you who don't know what brushless technology is, the electric motors don't have brushes in them. Some of the older motors, generators, that kind of stuff, all are run by brushes, and sometimes they get dirty and they stop. So the thing that they're touting by the Works folks is that this is a brushless motor that powers the snowblower 20 feet out. So if you're out in the night, not a problem, because this snowblower has two huge LED lights to illuminate the path. A single-stage machine, folding handle, built-in carrying handle. It's fabulous. Available now at works.com, W-O-R-X.com. It's $399, so you ought to check it all out. Don't we have something posted about this on our Facebook page? I think we do.
It's up there. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at DJV Show.
You don't have to worry about that because you're in Nashville. It doesn't snow there. Does it ever snow in Nashville?
It's a light
snow every once in a while. Yeah.
The threat of snow is enough to shut down all the schools. It's craziness. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Silly stuff. 45 at the hour on the DJV program.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. .47 after the hour from the gossip department, Ben Affleck, as we report, I don't like to say reporter, we're not reporters here. We were talking about him and his girlfriend getting the boot. Apparently, he had, how do you do this? He had a life-size cardboard likeness of her in his house.
There was, it was probably from a promo of a, you know, from a movie, or something that she did, or maybe he had it made for her as kind of a joke, but yeah, it was his landscaper or somebody was photographed putting it in the trash at the curb. I mean, it looked funny. The
I guess
image
that's
was
the end of
funny.
That romance.
It's very symbolic.
Yeah, very symbolic. Speaking of symbolism, we've been talking a lot about getting into the tax season. And I thought you might be interested in what, in the past, wealth taxes have created. You know, most of the people, most of the businesses in our country, 67% of all of the people on the Forbes 400 list are entrepreneurs who started with nothing and made something. And they keep their companies public. I'm sorry, keep their companies from going public because... there are certain tax implications, and if you get a lot of, if you go public, unless it's lots and lots of money, you can lose a lot of it because of the way the tax system works. And I think that's awful. You know, the kind of confiscatory things, we should be encouraging people through taxes to bring businesses back to America from China, to build new businesses, all that stuff. We really don't have the right spin on that stuff, I don't think at all. Let's hope that will change. And the attitude toward people who have money will change. 10 before the hour here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Ba-da. I always love this. I want to dance to the music that we use to bring in Warren Eckstein, which is actually the theme to his pet show, which is heard around the country every weekend. You can find out where the station is that's closest to you. A lot of the stations carry this program, carry Warren as well, because they have extraordinarily good taste. So they recognize a good thing when they hear it. Warren's a good thing when you hear him. We're a good thing when we hear us, or you hear us, or somebody hears us. So find out where he is at thepetshow.com. You can even watch him while he does his program on Facebook. Wow. He's got a face for radio or a face for Facebook, but it's kind of interesting to watch, right? Moving your hands around. Everybody, you know. When I'm in the studio, Warren, I don't know if you've ever been in the studio, actually, with me. We do all this stuff virtually and have forever. So it sounds like we're in the same room, but you're in Santa Monica and I'm in Massachusetts, although I wish I was in Santa Monica.
Don't we all?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so, you know, there's all the mashing. It's just kind of fun to be able to see that stuff. So you can catch Warren at thepetshow.com over the weekend. I noticed that this 3-year-old pit bull named Gumdrop ended the year as a stray on the streets of Denver. Did you see this? He started the year by making history as the first pit bull legally adopted since voters repealed a ban on pit bulls that had been in effect in Denver for 30 years. 1989, they made it illegal to own a pit bull. And I don't know that we've ever talked about that. The Staffordshire, which is the dog that Meredith and I had, wonderful, great, wonderful dog, related to the pit bull. There was nothing. I never even began to understand. Ah, oh, dog's a pit bull. What do you want that dog for?
Ridiculous, ridiculous, stupid breed laws should have never been on the books. Speaking about Staffordshire Terriers, I had an American Staffordshire Terrier for many, many years. Yeah. He was called Tige, T-I-G-E. If any of you are old enough to remember Buster Brown shoes,
yeah.
Buster Brown,
I live in a shoe.
The last dog tied was trained by me for the Buster Brown Corporation. Now, he went all over the country with me promoting Buster Brown shoes and socks for kids. And we went to every mall in the country, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, all kids around, tied, this beautiful Amstaff, loved everybody in the world. It's all how a dog is brought up. So, for example, here's my thoughts on this whole breed ban that they used to do and are still doing. If you ban pit bulls, first of all, it's not the breed that's bad. It's the type of person that's attached to that breed.
Exactly.
So if you get rid of the pit bull, they're going to bring in German shepherds. What do you think the drug dealer in Denver, Colorado is going to get a schnauzer and stand on the corner? I don't think so. Okay. So that's why Dobermans had a bad reputation many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And other breeds. Nothing wrong with pit bulls. They're fabulous dogs. They're great dogs. You know, little rascals, super dogs. It's just that a certain segment of the population is attracted to them, and that's what gave them that bad reputation.
Yeah. There you go. That's
well said. Yep.
Words of the wise, exactly. So there's a dog food recall from Midwestern Pet Foods. What do you know about them? 70 dogs apparently have died eating this stuff. What happens?
Well, here's the scenario. A lot of people are unaware that many, many dog foods are manufactured by the same few companies. They're your manufacturers of dog food companies. So, for example, I was down in the mill not too long ago in Arkansas. They manufactured for probably 100, 150 different pet food companies. Now, this pet food call is real. A lot of dogs are dying from it. What do? You make sure any pet food you buy is AFCO certified, which is kind of the FDA for animals.
Where do you see that? Where is that seal of
In the back of the bag, on the bottom, it should say AFCO. AFCO is the FDA for pets, and it should be AFCO certified. However, mm-hmm. here's something else that's important. And I'm going to brag about one of my sponsors. You hear me talk about Lucy Pet on my show all the time.
I feed Daisy.
Let me tell you something about Lucy Pet, okay? Joey and some very, very neat other people just purchased their entire place to manufacture themselves right here in Irvine, California. So their products are being manufactured by themselves.
Is that the guy we had lunch with?
That's the guy we had lunch with. Not only is his products being manufactured by himself, he set up his entire laboratory to test every single ingredient, every product coming in and out. So that's why I feel safe feeding it. Now, are there other companies that may do that? I'm sure there are. But a lot of companies, as you see, 70 dogs died, and out of those 70 dogs, I think there were like, 60 or 70 different brands of dog foods that were recalled. So you got to be
all from the same place.
Yeah, just be really real.
And the only thing is that guy should be advertising here as well as with you. That's all.
And also, remember last week we talked about watch your dog's poop? If you're feeding a dog the wrong type of food, the poop's not going to look the same. Okay. That's one other reason to look at your dog's poop when they go. Great way to end this segment, by the way.
We're not done yet because we didn't acknowledge National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Do you? Well, you don't like doing that anyway.
And I don't mind if the dog enjoys. My dogs walk around butt naked. That's just the way it's going to be, okay? However, if you want to put a tutu on your schnoodle, go ahead and put it. If the dog enjoys it, I say go ahead.
We have so much in common. My dog walks around naked, too. Amazing. Isn't that how that happens? All right, there he is, the man of the moment, the animal lover that is in all of our lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.